right, everybody. What you're hearing is Mr. Darcy Hay playing in the background. He's our guest today on our podcast, episode 44. Now, we're continuing on with our Midwest Musicians in Focus podcast series, and he's next up on deck. So how are we going today, Darcy?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, going really good, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
for giving
it.
Me the chance.
Yeah, no worries. So what's been happening? You just made it back to Geraldton recently?
Recently, that's right.
Yeah, so what have you been up to?
I've been up in Karratha, doing a bit of work up there, came back and just trying to settle back into the rhythm of being in the hometown.
Yeah, well, that's good. You're born here, yeah.
That's right,
yep. Yeah, so how do you, obviously you love it here.
I do.
Yeah, it is. I've been here for just over 9 years, going on 10 years, actually.
Hmm.
And it's home.
Oh, yeah, I know that feeling. You would have seen it come quite a long way, too.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I've lived in WA since I've been in Australia, despite 18 months in South Australia, but South Australia never felt like home. So, you know, I've been here for 17 years now in Australia, and yeah, Geraldton's been the best place. Lived in Exmouth for a few years, so that was nice, but just a bit too small.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Sort of same with Carnarvon. I was up there for a while and loved the place to bits. Love the people, love the plantations and everything. But there is something about being just that little bit further south with, I suppose, a few more people around.
Yeah,
and it's a perfect size like that. You know, you think about Perth and the long travelling distances and being lost in the crowd and the lack of, camaraderie, you know, community in Perth. Walk past people and they pretend that you're not there.
Yeah, that's right.
Here, you know, the classic sort of country thing, oh, g'day.
It is very much like that, isn't it? We love it, me and my family. It's a great place to raise kids. It's a great place. There's a lot going on, more than what people would probably realize if they don't get out and about. You know, I was before I started this last year. You know, I didn't realize so much was going on in town, so get out there. So, so your music, how would you describe it? Bit of folk, bit of country?
Yeah, pretty well, just sort of folk, country and blues.
Yeah, so in some of your influences, who would they be?
Oh, the big one would be Bob Dylan.
Of course,
you know, really raised up with that sense of songwriting and that folk influence. And he's a very diverse artist too, with those styles that he plays. So a bit of that rubbed off. But probably a lot of Johnny Cash too.
Of course.
Got into him a bit later. But what a presence, you know? What a man, I suppose you'd say.
Yeah.
Love him to bits. The old blues music too, you know, a bit of Johnny Shines, of course, Robert Johnson,
Back in the early days.
And that ragtime stuff too, I love a bit of Blind Blake and that kind of thing.
Gospel stuff, do you get into
love it. I don't sing it so much myself, but it's a moving sound. How else could you put it, you know?
Yeah, that's right. It's amazing how those sounds basically distinguish themselves from anything else. You know, it's driven other music, other genres of music.
Hugely. It all traces back.
Right. You know, even the Motown, that sort of era, you know, of music. So do you like a bit of Nick Drake?
I do. Again, a bit more of a late discovery for me, but Pink Moon, stuff like that. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous music.
Oh, it certainly is.
Stirring. Yeah.
Your guitar playing reminds me a little bit of Nick Drake.
So
listen to it.
That is a compliment.
Yeah, he's a great guitarist. You are too, actually.
Oh, thank you.
So that's good. So what's going on musically for you these days? You writing?
Yeah, look, not as much as I have been. I go through bursts. I think quite a few musos are like this. You know, we have a hell of a dry patch, and then all of a sudden something clicks. And it can be a fairly minor, inconsequential thing, but it just trips something off in the brain and you have a flurry of writing, which I've sort of been a little bit like lately. You know, I wrote something last week after a good month and a half or so of just not even being motivated to pick up the guitar.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm hoping to continue that on, and I've got a few ideas and I'm bouncing around. But I do write a lot of stuff in those bursts, I suppose.
Yeah. And you recorded quite a bit. You recorded your EP last year, or?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. I'd like to make it into an album, but moving up north and a bit of a lack of money stopped that. But I'm looking at trying to do, once I hopefully get a half-decent tax return, just pump that into it.
Yeah, sure.
Yep, get another sort of record.
And that EP was, what was it, Grey Blood?
Yeah, just a name plucked out of one of the songs.
Yeah, sure. Really nice. I was listening to it earlier.
Oh, thank you.
Nice. Again, like, really enjoy it. But you record a lot because you sort of record on your own quite a bit.
Yeah, just a little dictaphone thing, basically. One of those little Zoom recorders. Yeah. Very handy for getting ideas down, but I'd really love to start doing some more of the multi-track stuff.
Yeah, sure.
You know, absolutely. Fleshing ideas out properly and almost composing, if you like, seeing what works and what doesn't. So being a little bit technologically inept, I haven't quite gotten around to that stage of things yet.
Yeah. Yeah. But what do you do?
How do you mean? Oh,
as far as like work or whatever.
Oh, nothing at the moment.
Nothing at the moment, yeah, right. So didn't you, someone was telling me that you did a bit of journalism.
That's there, right, yeah, down at the Guardian and then the now defunct Northern Guardian up in Carnarvon.
Yeah, okay. And obviously you like writing.
Yeah. Love it to bits.
Yeah, so this sort of your background there. So, because you do poetry as well.
I do.
And how do you distinguish that from what you write as like a song?
Oh, look, most of the time the two blend into one. You know, I suppose the easiest way to distinguish it would be some of the free verse stuff where there's not necessarily a rhyming structure or a bit more of a convoluted one that doesn't lend itself easily to being put to musical accompaniment. But most of the time they do just blend into one. It might start as a poem and end up, you know, being taken to the guitar or sort of vice versa.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so give us a bit of history about yourself. When you started playing guitar and when you decided you wanted to start writing. And
okay. Always sort of been into writing a bit. Just sort of love the way language works. You know, enjoy playing with words and that kind of thing. Wrote a bit of poetry in primary school. Randolph Stowe and that kind of thing. And I've got a little bit of a story about how I started playing guitar. My sister was taking guitar lessons up at John Wilcock. I think they like loaned her a guitar and a once weekly guitar class kind of thing. I think that might have been with Herbie back in the day. And anyway, I was pretty fascinated, really wanted to play, and she was quite protective of it. I don't know why, but she didn't want me to go anywhere near it. So what I used to do was basically swipe a book, swipe a guitar, practice by myself. Just sort of going over the book and making up things myself. And eventually, when I was discovered in court, I think my parents thought, oh, well, we have to do something about this. We can't really punish him for wanting to learn music, so let's just buy him a guitar.
Okay. And so you also draw. You saw a bit of an artist as well, I noticed.
Very, very fleeting. I have to be in a particular mood, and usually that's for a purpose. I mean, that was just like to go with a song. I'm pretty dismal at it. I really need to sharpen up my skills.
should do a bit of a book, Poetry and Drawings by Darcy Hay.
Well, I wouldn't mind doing it, but the problem is I'm chronically lazy.
Yeah, that's the problem with all that stuff. You can have too many interests, and
too
it's
true.
Hard to, you know, divvy up the time, really, isn't it, you know, in a way? So,
The focus, too, I think. Yeah,
that's right. So just sort of a philosophical question, what does music, what does it mean for you? What does it do for you?
At the end of the day, it's a bit of a blend between communication and tapping into something deep within yourself. And I think the best music straddles a middle line between that, where you can see that somebody is really trying to get something off their chest or express something that that really deeply resonates with them, but it's got such an overlap that it can communicate profoundly with other people too. There's some intrigue in that overlay too, I think, trying to work out what they were going on about. But at the end of the day, ultimately, unless it's just something you purely do to yourself in a vacuum, it is about communication. It is about trying to deliver something to other people, I suppose. And that can be anything, you know, joy, sorrow, the whole gamut.
Yeah. And what do you find you like to... you like to write most about, like, topical stuff?
Yeah, I do a fair bit of topical stuff. I sort of try to avoid it a bit nowadays, but...
And why is that?
It just seems to kick things up too much, I suppose. Not that many people listen to it, but you find yourself being open to, you know, debates with the audience and that kind of thing, which I have no problem with if it was a debate as such, but it just gets in the way. But I'm not averse to doing it at the same time. More as an album thing. And when I do this thing that I'd like to do this year, an album, EP, whatever it turns out to be, there will be a couple of things, hopefully not too preachy, on there.
Yeah. And so give us an example of an idea of sort of what topical subjects.
Often it can be things that are happening at the time, you know, that sort of dominate the landscape. I've got a lot of compassion for refugees.
Okay.
So that often is something that I sort of dwell on a bit. Basically, the undertrodden person society. I think most songwriters who go into this kind of thing have got that preoccupation. And really, in all of its forms, it is something that's come through a lot for me.
Yeah, so it's because I read as well that sort of you like the political discussion.
I do a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so what are some of the things, and if you want to go into it, if not, okay. What are some of the things that concern you the most politically, domestically, and internationally?
I suppose as a bit of a labour man, you know, the working class kind of struggle, that sort of thing, industrial relations in that sense. Injustice, like I say. Yeah. So I think about Aboriginal land rights as being, and not just land rights, you know, a decent existence in this country as being one of the most crucial thing, if not the most crucial thing, the pivotal thing that this country was sort of built upon, you know, was suffering and injustice and dispossession for Aboriginal people. So it's a fundamental wrong that I think that we've all got a bit of a duty to try and contribute to.
Yep, for sure.
Environmentalism too, naturally. Yeah. I love my bushwalking and going out bush, so I do feel a passion for trying to pass on something that's as beautiful as what we found it to our kids.
For sure. Oh, very good. Now, back to your music. Where would you like to go? I mean, do you see yourself in a musical career right now and you want to go further? You want to take it further? And if so, how far do you want to take it, or would you like to take
it? I'd love to take it further. I mean, sort of this time last year, before again going up north, I was starting to make a little bit of a breakthrough, I thought. You know, going down to play at Nanup down south, Newcara, Gascoyne River Music Festival, just those festival gigs, they were a lot of fun. You know, fantastic gigs to have. And as I say, sort of went away and that's all fallen by the wayside, so I'm trying to claw my way back up there, as it were. Yes, look, I would love to take it further, but I suppose have my healthy share of doubts about myself and don't know how far it will go.
Yeah, well, I think that's anyone. I mean, in any endeavor, whether you're starting a new job or a dream or a passion or whatever, I think you do have your doubts. And but I think if you didn't have those doubts, it would show you didn't care.
No, I completely agree with
you. I think those doubts are good. I think you can use them as a positive if you choose to, you know, and even when I know sort of... With what I'm doing or whatever, you know, I have ideas and I think, that's a dumb idea. But you never know unless you go, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely. You stagnate.
Yeah, that's right. So, and you know, I found that self-doubt, you know, it's good. It keeps you honest in a way as well. It
keeps you grounded too.
Yeah, that's right. But that's just the way it goes. And you find musicians, every musician at some point has had that sort of mindset. You know, even the ones that have made it.
Yeah, I mean, some of them reckon stage fright never really vanishes.
Yeah. So, but that's good. So, so what's on the horizon? Any gigs?
I've got the WOW Festival coming up on Saturday night, which should be fantastic, actually. Yeah. Down at the beach with those barrels burning and unplugged sort of sets.
Yeah, and just here on the foreshore? Or?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, so looking forward to that. And then I believe I'm opening up for Brett and Mosley around next month. Might be the 6th of next month.
And where's this?
I think that's at ACDC, Art Gallery. So, again, should be a good gig. I've never played at the Art Gallery before.
Yeah, that's really good. This is going to be sort of a left-field sort of question for you and everything. Now, can you tell us something about yourself that people wouldn't know?
Would or wouldn't?
Wouldn't know.
Wouldn't know. Oh, right.
Or we can go on to my next one. Do you believe in aliens? No, I'm just kidding.
I suppose people wouldn't know that I believe in aliens.
Okay.
No, I'm racking my brains and nothing is popping out.
But you do believe in aliens?
Oh, look, sort of. I'm not, it's not a faith position. It's more thinking, look, reasonably, the number of galaxies, number of planets out there that have been, you know, found by telescopes and that kind of thing, there must be some kind of extraterrestrial life out there. The odds are just too high. But whether, given the vast expanses of time and space involved, we'd ever make contact with them is a completely different thing.
Who knows? That's what I always say. Who knows?
Yeah, you know, ultimately. Like,
that's the thing, isn't it? It is one of those great questions to life, isn't it? If we're alone or not. I always like to end on sort of a quirky sort of question. Yeah, I try sometimes with these things just to be different, just to do something a little bit more fun. So I see you play a little slide guitar as well.
Yeah, my little gimmick.
Just a little, because it sounds so good.
Oh, thank you.
Sounds really good. So, so is there anything else you want to talk about? Anything that you would like to discuss?
Oh, my soapbox moment. Look, again, with
this
my
is your forum. This is your forum to talk about anything you want to.
My big dull brain today is coming up with a
that's all right.
blank.
So people, if they want to go find out more about you, they can find your music on SoundCloud?
They can. Probably Facebook is the one that most people seem to go on, and I try to maintain a bit of a presence, particularly nowadays when I'm trying to ramp it up. So it's just a Darcy Hay songwriter on Facebook.
Sure. And are you on Instagram at all?
Oh, look, I made an account with the idea of doing so. I can't figure out what it's for exactly, So one of these days, like watch that space.
Yeah, and so you're on YouTube as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, on YouTube. So Facebook, and they can also find you on SoundCloud and YouTube, Instagram,
potentially.
Later in the future.
Yes. That about sums
and,
it up.
And he's got his last EP, Grey Blood. It was recorded at Liquid Rock Studios. They did a great job.
Sounds really good.
I love the way he sort of gave you, on a couple of those tracks, gave you sort of that retro sort of blues sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. That was a
very good.
Just a bit of creative miking, I think,
for some of them. That's right. Very, very clever. So shout out to Liquid Rock. I'll have to have him on, the guy on the podcast.
Yeah.
Just because I like talking about that kind of stuff.
Oh, look, he is a fantastic musician in his own right.
Okay.
Real established bloke, plays in C4. And, a few of the other bands, I think, around town. He's been in Geraldton for yonks, as far as I know, and he's always been one of those big musical presences. So,
sure. Yeah, get him on and pick his brain and have a talk with him, I think about it. I like talking about that stuff. Cool. So you're going to play a bit of a song for us?
Yeah, that's right.
So we'll get set up for that.
All right.
All right, man.
Dogs die, we'll fight. Every dog dies, and that's okay. To each of us, a renaissance will come. To each of us is glory undone. Black dog stalks every swan in a sun. On this earth today, my mind buzzes like bugs on a hearse's grill, driving one away mile by mile, past an old man with a pram and a woman carried by a child. Windows are tinted and the driver is mute. The world hurtles by with eye detached as it roots from trees that dry and fly but remain alive. I don't know what's happening to my mind. I don't know what's happening to my mind. Cut that cake, you can laugh, maybe sing. Wake exhausted, wash out bites that sting. There's no telling what next year will bring.